This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Amanda Walters is a social statistician. Did I pronounce that right? Because that's like a big MPO, SAT words for me. Social statistician at the Weldon Cooper Center's Demographics and Workforce Section. That's a mouthful. At the University of Virginia. And you are an alumna of the University of Virginia.
Right.
Where you studied statistics. You are a brave young woman. Now, that is just amazing. Now, what happened in your college career that when you realized, boy, you know, I'm going to major in this. I like this, and I'm good at this.
I've always liked math and numbers, so I majored in math. Went to Wake Forest in North Carolina and decided to go in to something more applied, not so much theory. So, and I have a big legacy here. So I came to UVA.
What do you mean you have a big legacy?
Both of my mother's parents went to UVA, and my mother went to UVA.
Wow. Wonderful.
And my grandparents actually got married in the chapel on the university. Yep.
You do have a legacy. Goodness gracious. And now you are employed at Mr. Jefferson University.
Yes.
Amanda, we wanted to have you in this afternoon. You are the author of a study that hasn't even been released yet. We are breaking the news right here on WINA of a new study that's out about veterans in America. And this is Stat Chat, which I guess is a regular publication of the Demographics and Workforce Session that
yes,
really
this
takes
is a new publication. This is our first issue.
Oh, so, wonderful. And it's what is the Stat Chat? It's sort of a snapshot of an issue, right?
A snapshot, more graphical and hopefully easier to read than a full paper.
Right.
Was our idea.
Yeah, so. I like this. I like this a lot. And of course, the inaugural Stat Chat publication looks at veterans numbers. Tell us what prompted specifically looking at our nation's veterans.
Well, Virginia's ranked fifth in the nation in terms of the percentage of the civilian population that are veterans, and also, you know, our state senators are involved in trying to introduced legislation that would improve benefits for veterans. So we thought it would be a timely and pertinent topic to
Absolutely.
Research.
Yeah, very apropos. So before we get into what we learned and what are the latest numbers now in this brand new study about our nation's veterans, we're talking with Amanda Walters of the Cooper Center. Tell us a little bit about the nuts and the bolts, how this study was actually done.
Well, we use the current population survey, which is done through a partnership of the U.S. Census Bureau and the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And this survey is a monthly survey. And the primary, what it's used for is mostly to determine unemployment rates and other characteristics of the labor force. But for the March survey, they also have a supplement that surveys people about school enrollment, health insurance, other demographic information.
And so you could tease some veterans numbers out of that.
Right.
If you're really, really smart in math, you could. I don't know if I could. So tell us now, let's get to the meat of this. What did you learn? What did you learn when you started looking at these numbers and sort of tease them for what it will tell us about our veterans today? What did we learn?
Well, we first wanted to answer the question, you know, are veterans like the rest of us? Are they like the rest of the population? And we found that they are like us. They're just as educated as us. Actually, a higher percentage of veterans have a high school diploma
than the average population.
Than the civilian population.
Yeah.
So they're just as educated as us. and they have,
if not more, yeah.
And they have a lower rate, a lower poverty rate as well.
Ah, interesting. I'm also reading here this question, slightly more than 5% of veterans are living in poverty compared to 11% of adult civilians. So a much less poverty rate for those folks who've served in the armed forces.
And let me just, something that I forgot to add about this study is that we're only looking at people who don't live in institutions like retirement homes or hospitals. So the veterans that we'd be looking at are not going to be the veterans that are in VA hospitals.
Right, right. So they're, or in a retirement home or... Right. Okay, that makes sense. What did we learn about... well, I was just reading here in the study. It says, interesting, most veterans live in the South than in the Northeast and West combined.
Right.
So there are more veterans in the Southern states than in the Northeast and the West combined.
Mm-hmm.
That's really fascinating. I wouldn't have thought that. I don't know why I would have thought there would have been more out West, but that's really interesting. Women comprise 7% of U.S. veterans. Mm-hmm. 86% of veterans are white, 11% are black. Since 2000, the number of Hispanic veterans has increased by 8%, while the total number of veterans has decreased about 10%. That's pretty amazing. How many veterans are there in the population now, like in just in terms of just a round number?
Almost 22 million that aren't living in the hospitals and prisons and retirement homes.
Okay, that's really interesting. What did we learn about salaries, about how much a veteran makes compared to the civilian population?
Well, both genders make higher salaries than their civilian counterparts. So
interesting. Mm-hmm. So there's a little something there for if you're courageous enough and you have a sense of responsibility enough to go into the armed forces, you likely will end up making more money than somebody in the civilian population. Mm-hmm. What else did we learn?
We also looked at our most recent veterans, those veterans that have served during September 2001 or later. And you hear all this talk about in the news about our most recent veterans, you know, because of the war that we're involved in. But the ones that have come home from their most recent duty, they only comprise 5% of the whole veteran population.
Interesting. So the recent veterans are only 5%. So 5 out of 100 veterans are recent. 95 out of 100 would be from previous campaigns, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. What else?
We also learned that these most recent veterans are more racially diverse than all the veteran population overall. Only 10% of the veteran population are black or African American, compared to almost 20% for our most recent veterans.
That's really interesting. So they're much more ethnically diverse in the armed services now than in years past.
Right.
Okay. We're talking with Amanda Walters, the author of the latest study regarding veterans in America. It hasn't even been released to the media yet, but you're hearing it first right here on WINA. Amanda is a social statistician at the Weldon Cooper Center's Demographics and Workforce section at the University of Virginia. So give us an idea of what we can expect maybe in some future of these new publications that y'all are going to be putting out.
I believe the next stat chat is going to be about Virginia's foreign-born population.
So the folks who aren't born in the States, but yet they live in Virginia.
Right. That would include... immigrants and naturalized citizens.
Interesting. Very good. Amanda, thank you for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
This will be made available online Next week, I guess.
Online next week. Right?
Next week, it'll be officially released, and I'm sure there'll be press releases and all that good stuff, and you'll be hearing about it in the media, but the regular listeners to this program know that sometimes you hear something first before it hits the papers or the radio or the TV. Amanda, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.